Mitch Seavey is back in the Iditarod lead. He passed Jeff King halfway through the run from Koyuk to Elim along the Bering Sea coast. King surprised everyone by speeding through the Koyuk checkpoint at 8:20 this morning, stopping less than 6 minutes. That put him out front for most of the day. Mitch Seavey left the checkpoint 3 hours after King. Allie Zirkel, Ray Reddington Jr., and Aaron Burmeister followed a few hours later. APRN trail reporter Emily Schwing is in Koyuk. She says King's dogs looked good when they passed through the checkpoint.
A couple of them were loping up the hill here from the sea ice. They come off the sea ice here in Koyuk. And they just looked happy. Tails were wagging. And they all stood and waited while he sliced open some drop bags and grabbed some snacks and some other stuff before he sped off.
What was Mitch Seavey's reaction when Jeff King went right on through?
So when you leave from the Koyuk checkpoint, there's a sort of a 90-degree left-hand turn that you make down a road, and Jeff had to take his team right past Mitch Seavey's. And Mitch did not even look up. He had told me when he came in that he was worried about his dogs having enough rest, despite the fact that the vets said they looked really good. And he did say he had some concerns about getting, quote, run over. But that's just the name of the game. He didn't really lift his head when Jeff went by, I think mostly because he thought maybe it would mess with his head to watch a team speed off without him.
The Anchorage Daily News is sort of posing a question. Are there only two teams now in this race? What's your thoughts about that? Are there other teams in the running at this point?
There could be. This race has gone that way. A lot of teams have leapfrogged back and forth. There's been a lot of jockeying for position for a long time now. If there are going to be some big moves made, it would have to be in this run here to Elim. I think it, by the time teams get into White Mountain, we'll sort of know how it's going to shake out. If anybody's going to catch up by White Mountain before teams start to take their mandatory 8-hour layover, they would have to be within about an hour and a half to 2 hours of the teams ahead of them to be able to make up any time on the way into Nome.
Emily, your Lifeseth Olsom is well within the top 10 and looking like perhaps Rookie of the Year. What have other mushers been saying about him?
Yeah, I think even yours a little surprised at his position. He has stuck to a race plan that is all but, you know, stapled to his jacket. And he even said he's very surprised at where he is. He's probably not going to push his dogs any harder then they've already gone. He said they're a little tired, but they're happy and they're still going. Yesterday, when he was leaving Unalakleet, Martin Boozer was laying down in the straw, as he normally does with his leaders, watching teams go by, and yours team went by, and Boozer just yelled out to him, that's a hell of a team, he said. And I asked Boozer about it later, and he said he was just so impressed with how Yor has trained his dogs, and he said he had to give credit where credit is due, and apparently Martin Boozer thinks Yor deserves some of that credit.
We're getting close to the end of the race now. What kind of frustrations are you hearing from mushers at this point in the race?
Well, I talked to Aaron Burmeister this morning, and he's very frustrated. He's kind of struggled since probably Eagle Island, when his team came down with this little bug that everybody's got that's kind of given the dogs a bout of diarrhea. And he said his team is doing great, but they just don't have the power. And so he doesn't know if he can make a big leap or a big push to get up front. I think there's a lot of frustration coming from Unalakleet for mushers, too, because they cross the sea ice, and it can really mess with your head. You can see at night here from Koyuk, you can see the light to the beacon from the airport in Shaktulik, which means that teams can see each other coming for about 20 miles, and you don't know how close or how far away they are. So that can really mess with the way you're running your dogs. Should you catch up or should you let them go? And I think that kind of messes with a lot of people. I know that I have heard a lot of talk about whether or not that plays with Allie Zirkel, and it may have just a little bit. She did seem to bounce back today when she was leaving here and heading for Elim.
All right, Emily. Well, thanks for that trail update.
Sure thing.
KUAC's Emily Schwing is our trail reporter following the Iditarod this year.